Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 2nd, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin our call, I want to go out to the state of Utah and to brand new Platinum Executive Directors, Ryan and Kate Burns. Ryan and Kate, you guys on?
I am on. It's just going to be me this time unless Kate comes in here in the next couple minutes.
Ryan, I just want to congratulate you in front of the whole team. You and Kate are just killing it. You're doing an outstanding job showing a whole lot of leadership out in the field. And you just, what does it feel like to be Platinum for the very first time?
Oh, man. Well, it is actually our seventh time being Platinum, but it has been over 5 years since we've hit.
Okay.
You know, so it's been kind of a road back to get there and to get that team to the position. Now, we are showing gold executive director right now, but there's a counter that looks like corporate's going to credit us back for last month. So some people on the call know what I'm talking about, but looks like it should show platinum tomorrow, but we'll see. We're crossing our fingers. But it's just exciting, you know. We and Kate just decided our identity is now it's platinum. And, you know, something that Michael Hume said a long time ago, that when your identity changes, that's when your activity and your results will change. And we've just decided that We're gonna stay here. So thank you for
you and Kate. You guys, I know you work very, very hard, and you're very, very dedicated, and we're just so proud you're part of the team. But I think you have somebody else you want to congratulate tonight. Is that true?
I do. And Mr. TJ Johnson, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure he's on the call. But TJ and they have done just such an incredible job, him and Lindsay Seal. You know, they actually just joined the team the last 2 or 3 weeks in the business. I think it's like the 11th or 12th of September that they actually got started, but hit senior manager in a matter of a couple weeks. So they've already passed 50 membership cells. They're going, you know, sort of for some pretty incredible goals this month. So go ahead, TJ. You guys can share, and congratulations, you guys.
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate that. Basically, the goal this month is hands down executive director and that $10,000 bonus. So we're still learning the ropes. We've got the best mentors in the game right now. So thank you for helping us through everything. And, you know, I mean, I got a fiance that's just killing it right now. She's doing great. It's mainly just the team, man. I mean, they're good. I'm motivating them real well, and they're just, you know, doing amazing things right now. Everything's following through. Everybody's reading and listening to the audios and just following the simple steps, man. It's pretty laid out and simple. So I don't see any hinges in the executive director, hopefully here in a couple of weeks. But if it takes all month, then it's going to have to take all month. But Lindsay wanted to say something real quick.
I did. hey everyone. My next goal for actually the next couple of days, I am trying to focus on senior manager. So I'm rocking and rolling, trying to keep all my girls motivated as well. But so far so good. We signed up 7 today and 3 yesterday, so far so good.
Wow. Right. All right, Mr. Moore, go ahead and take it away.
Well, I appreciate that, and congratulations to you and your team. You guys are doing an awesome job, and we appreciate you guys being on the call tonight. Next, I want to go out to Allen, Texas, and to someone that I'm personally very proud of. He just leveled up and got his very first paycheck, and that's Mr. Ken Hayslip in Allen, Texas. Ken, are you on?
Yes, sir, I am. Thanks, Randy, for the opportunity, the support, the mentorship, and then the recognition. I've been associated with other organizations, but I can't say how, I mean, honestly, I appreciate that you're proud, but how proud I am as well that I've, in a very short amount of time, started to build my team, been able to level up, start focusing on the next level already. Had some moves today that are going to put me there, and I look forward to going after the same success as the previous person who sounds like they're going gangbusters.
Well, Ken, you know, we got you qualified with 15 minutes to spare, I think it was, wasn't it?
I called you and I said, hey, nothing like taking it down to the wire. And I think, yeah, you said, well, wait a minute, what are you talking about? You still got 17 minutes. So, yeah, exciting, though. Very, very, very exciting.
Well, Ken, I'm very, very proud for you, and I know great things are in store for you and your family. So welcome aboard and continue success.
Absolutely. I appreciate being part of the More Success team.
All right. Thank you very much. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go back to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, and the leader of the More Success team. That's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, Randy, and I've been listening very carefully, and I want to congratulate each one of those persons. I won't try to name them, but what outstanding work, what outstanding job, and, you know, they're well on their way to getting in the Millionaire Club. It may seem as like it's a little ways off, but the years go very fast. You know, I'm in my 34th year, and it just seems like yesterday, Randy. So congratulations to them. Good job. Just keep up the good work. And Randy, you know, this next gentleman, and I call him a gentleman with all sincerity, it's just a special person in my life. He's someone that I admire. He's someone that I can talk to. He's someone that goes out there and has a lot of fun with his work. But all the time when he's playing, his mind is on doing the right thing, and he has a great things. You know, he's a $150,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, regional manager, 1,000 Production Achievement Award, you know, out of Highland, Utah. Yes, all. I tell you, Randy, he's had all kinds of odd jobs when he's growing up. He credits his success to God's guiding hand leading he and his wife, Wendy, to Legal Shield, and a team filled with the best friends a man could ever have. What a difference it does make. His favorite story is Sally Gilbert, who in the business after telling Dave no for 10 months, that's what you call being persistent. She is a widowed grandma working Legal Shield part-time, and she's a gold executive director, Randy. A widowed lady, grandma, Legal Shield part-time, gold executive director. If you have a problem, what's your problem? This lady, she said, you say, well, I'm getting a little older. I have a lot to do. I just don't have time for this. Works it. Other than her son, Mr. David Hall, will be our speaker tonight. Dave, welcome to the call.
Well, thank you very much. You forgot to mention, Mr. Moore, that the best part of that story is 100% of her income is willable.
You won't forget that, will you?
Heck no, I was the one that filled out her will. I know exactly where that
was. Don't worry, Dave. I'll make a call to her and just squeeze this call over.
Well, you know, that's one of the nice things about being a Legal Shield associate. You can help your parents fill out their will.
You know, you talk about wills, Dave. Did you know that people that has their will made keeps it better than anything? Keeps it 70% of the people that has their will made keeps a membership because they've got something of value there. So if you haven't been telling people about that, folks, be sure, encourage everyone you write up to get that will made. It's a very important love letter to your family, and it's also very important to your residual income. Okay, Dave, take it away.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, I want to switch gears for just a quick second because we've been talking about wills. And I know a lot of people think you're, you know, you're immortal, you're in the prime of your life, or, you know, things are going good. And you just don't need one of those yet. I mean, you're going to hear that from people and stuff like that. But, you know, in America this morning, we woke up to news of, you know, over 50 people passed away because of a terroristic act. I'm not going to call it anything other than what it is. It's a terroristic act of a coward that just shot innocent people. And a lot of these people in the prime of their life didn't think that they needed a will. I'm going to put money on the fact that the majority of them probably didn't have any type of estate planning. And one thing that I have seen come out of this incident, this horrible incident, that, you know, is gone worldwide, is the fact that, you know, here we are in Utah, and, you know, we're only a few hours away from Las Vegas, and we've got family and friends and business partners down there. But to see the lines of the Red Cross over 5 hours long to donate blood And that's not just in Las Vegas, even surrounding communities, people running to donate blood. You know, the media has done a really good job of trying to divide our nation over the last, you know, few months through political things, through racial things. And the truth is, I think it's a very small minority, that don't just absolutely love all Americans, because I don't hear anybody standing in line at the Red Cross saying, only give my blood to a white person or a black person or a Christian or a Jew or anything like that. I don't see anybody, you know, worrying about who gets their blood. They want to save anybody's life. In other words, they will donate their own blood to save a complete stranger's life, no matter age, race, religion, education. None of that matters. And I think that most Americans honestly feel that way. I know I do. I know the Moors do. I know all the leaders on this call feel that way, that we don't care about that other stuff. Yeah, we're going to have differences. But you know what? When it comes down to doing the right thing and try to save people's lives, people jumped on top of other people to take a bullet for them, to shield them, protect them, simply because they were their brother and sister. And that's the way, you know, I love the culture that we have here in Legal Shield, where we're all family, we're all team, we all work together, we help each other out. And so, you know, just remember that going forward here in America, guys. You know, we're a lot more united than we are divided on things out there. And keep everybody down there in Las Vegas, their family, in our prayers. They're going to go through some tough, tough days here dealing with the aftermath of that. But I'm going to jump into the subject that Moore's asked me to talk on real quick. And I know we got a lot of new people jumping on the call. The team is just growing so fast. I'm going to give my real quick Dun & Bradstreet. My background is I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a GED. In fact, I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. Reason being is when I was about 16 years of age, my father was diagnosed with cancer. He spent the next few years going in and out of radiation and chemotherapy and surgeries and things like that to save his life. And during that time, there was no income coming into our home. I was one of nine kids at home. I was one of the oldest ones. And consequently, when the income wasn't coming in, the bills weren't getting paid. The cars got repossessed in the middle of the night, and soon thereafter, the sheriff's department showed up at our house and informed us our house had been sold at a public auction, and we were now trespassing on somebody else's home, and we needed to vacate within 24 hours. And, you know, my parents had always taught me to go to school, get good grades, get a great resume, and go get a good job, and that's what both my parents had done. They're both college-educated people. And I just figured that's what I'll do. I'll just follow in those footsteps again until a tragedy hits. And that kind of derails your plans. And being the oldest male in the home, I realized there was something a little bit more important than my education, and that was survival. So I left school to go get a job to meet some of the family financial needs. And here's what I found out. When you're, quote, uneducated, you qualify for minimum wage. And that's where I stayed for many years. In fact, the age of 21, I still got my paycheck stubs from the job that I had at that time. I was making $4.25 an hour. When my first kid was born, I was making $6 an hour. First and second kid, I was making $6 an hour. And that's with no government assistance. That's just straight up learning how to budget on a very little income. And I tried four home-based businesses before Legal Shield. I crashed and burned at all of them, failed miserably at them. And, you know, I can definitely appreciate those people out there who are skeptical about the home-based business industry, because my wife made me take my arm and raise it to the square and promise we would never be in a fifth company. But as luck has it, it was somebody on her side of the family that was showing us the fifth company, Legal Shield. And apparently her side of the family can be trusted, because my side of the family introduced us to the first four companies. And she made an exception. Let me try one more company. And, well, as they say, the rest is history. You know, today, you know, it's a good six-figure income. Millionaire club member, you know, stay-at-home dad. Got eight kids. That's one of the byproducts of working from home. Too many kids. But long story short, I love Legal Shield. I love time freedom. I love you know, being a dad, hanging out, having fun, doing what I want to do, and not having to tell my kids, I can't make it to this, can't do that. And tonight I'm going to touch on a little bit about what you heard from DJ out there in Oklahoma. Because, I mean, this guy's only been in a half of a month, and he's making a run for executive director. And would have been executive director last month if he already had the director status, because they had over 50 sales. And they'll do it this month. They'll go executive director their second month. And, in fact, just a few months ago, we had another guy that went out there and went executive director's first month in the business on our team, Bill Mwanga. And, you know, this isn't just, hey, you know, these guys are being sponsored by people in Utah that are making this happen. There's a reason why this is starting to happen right now. And right now, you know, more than ever, there's a $10,000 bonus for someone that can get to executive director and then stay executive director for 3 months in a row. Some of you might be thinking, oh, yeah, but I've been in for 5 years. I haven't hit executive director, so, you know, I won't be able to get that bonus. I mean, are you kidding me? You got people that are getting in their first month going and qualifying for executive director. You've been here 5 years. You at least have somewhat of a knowledge and a track record of the business to go after that bonus. Here's what it is. Change your energy. Change your excitement. Change your enthusiasm. I can tell you, there's no secret to me why TJ is accomplishing this so soon right out of the gates. It's because he's hanging out with Ryan and Kate Burns. I'm telling you right now, you know, Ryan and Kate Burns are just flat out on fire. I mean, they're just a ball of energy. You know where that ball of energy came from, though? Following the system. I can tell you this right now. I've been here 18 years. I've seen Ryan and Kate Burns at every single event, every single week. If I'm in the state of Utah, I'm at the briefing, I'm at the training, I'm at Super Saturdays. They are at every single event. They've created this belief level, this passion, this energy, because they never miss anything. I mean, it's so simple when you break it down. But if they were hit and miss, you know, taking a few months off in between, you know, attending at events, and all of a sudden they want to get that motor fired up and stuff, it's tough to have that We got a background noise there somewhere. All right, thank you. It's tough to. Got more reverb there. Thank you. It's tough to get out there and all of a sudden hit the ground going 60 miles an hour if you've been hit and miss, hit and miss, hit and miss. The nice thing about Ryan Kate is they've just been pedal to the metal for a long time. So, you know, catching this momentum promotion is going to be very easy. They just got to pick one person. They looked out there and saw that TJ had the will and the desire, and so they said, hey, we're going to lock arms with this guy. We're going to run with him. And I'm telling you, every executive director out there is looking for an open line person, just like DJ, where we're saying, man, I want someone that's committed. I want someone that will plug into the system. I want someone that will run hard. I don't want to be calling them every week and say, hey, are you going to plug in to the events? Hey, are you going to go to the corporate events? Hey, are you going to be at Super Saturday? They just want people that will do it. And so if you're one of the people that, you know what, maybe you've taken Legal Shield for granted. You've been like, hey, you know, I'm here. I'm in Performance Club. Isn't that good enough? You know, I'm going to be around next month. You know what? Take your business to the next level. Step that commitment level up. You know, add some new blood to your business by actually doing the 10 core commitments. You know, when I get the emails from the people on my team that are on Prospect by Legal Shield, and I see that they're putting in 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 prospects a day. Now, they might be putting in more than that, but that's how many a day are clicking on the videos and watching them. I'm like, man, that's who I need to work with. I've got to be helping this person, because look at the volume of work that they're doing. They have earned my time. They have earned my respect. And I know that's exactly what Ryan and Kate are doing, is they're just simply looking at their team and going, okay, who's doing the work? Who's putting in the numbers? who's running hard. They see who's running hard, and then they double their efforts by pouring their own personal energy and efforts right into them, because that helps them jump a metal level when they help someone else go out there and go executive director. And that's what all of us are doing. So now not only, you know, are you going to get that bonus if you go executive director, but your upline platinum is going to get a $10,000 bonus for helping you do that. So they're very financially motivated to helping you achieve that. But it all comes down to the basics. There's no new secrets in this business. There's no new truths in this business. This business is about just simply duplicating exactly what we've been taught to do since day one. Now, keep in mind, 18 years ago when I got going in the business, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have a way to text someone a video. We didn't have a way to email it to them. We didn't have any tools. The tool that we were using back then was a flip chart. We had a flip chart that we'd literally come sit in your living room and do a 30 to 40 minute presentation, just, you know, turning the page, tell the story and stuff like that. Now think about how hard that would be for Mr. Burns to get TJ in Oklahoma without the internet, without technology, by doing a flip chart. I mean, he'd have to drive there and meet him and do all that kind of stuff. When today, it's as simple as just texting a video, putting in an autoresponder. They can watch it and they go, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. Then you can literally train them with, again, the tools on Prospect by Legal Shield do so much training for us. You can get a new person up and going long distance very, very quickly and in money mode, in money-making mode really, really quick. I remember early on in my day, I had a good friend that lived down in Phoenix, Arizona. I was in Utah. It was a 12-hour drive one way. I called him up and said, dude, I got something to show you. It's going to take about 15 minutes. You may not be interested, because that's the line that I learned. And I'm like, crap, I got to go to Phoenix now. And I got in my car and I drove to Phoenix, Arizona to do a sit-down presentation, because it was the system 18 years ago. Today it's so much easier, so much better to just say, hey, look, I got something to show you. Take about 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. And then put them in an autoresponder. Text them. It'll do the work. As soon as they bite, as soon as they say, hey, that's interested, again, you've got to follow up. As soon as they say, yeah, that was interesting, what about this? Ask questions. Boom. Three-way phone call with somebody else. Three-way phone call to get him invited out to the live event. Tools and events. Tools and events. And again, Mr. Bill Mwanga, who went executive director 2 weeks after he sold his very first membership. You know what? He'd already been in the business for 16 years. 16 years and did absolutely nothing other than enjoy the benefits of selling, of using Legal Shield. He loved the membership, saved him hundreds of thousands of dollars, he said, between his personal use and his business use. He was a walking commercial for our product, but never really took a serious look at the business opportunity. Once I showed him the money that was on the table, he's like, holy cow, I can make a six-figure income on the side just sharing this with people, because his belief level was already high. So, boom, plugged into the events, went executive director, and, you know, as they say, again, the rest is history. We're looking to break another executive director this month on the team. I know that the Burns are just freaking going crazy. And let me tell you, I just absolutely love having self-motivated people like them on my team. And we're all looking for that exact same thing. We're looking for self-motivated people to just plug in and run hard with the business. So I'm excited to make my way out to Oklahoma sometime in the near future and meet TJ and his fiance and be able to put a name with a face other than just Facebook. And welcome them to our More Success Team family. So with that said, Mr. Moore, I'm going to throw the call back to you in Ada, Oklahoma.
I'm sure Randy will be on talking to you in just a minute, Dave, but as usual, I want to really thank you for an outstanding job. You're always there. You're a real trooper. You're a real soldier in the cause, and we appreciate that. You're talking about what their budget was, having just worked apart. When my wife and I first got married, our budget was $7.50 a week for groceries for food. So I know what hard times is, but I also know what good times are. The good times only come with perseverance. Just keep on working. If you fail today, get out there tomorrow. Randy?
Yes, I'm back, Mr. Moore.
Okay.
Dave, are you still on?
I'm here.
All right. If you got just a minute, we may have a couple of questions from maybe some Millionaire Club members. Would that be okay?
I'd love to take questions.
All right. Let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member, Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, have you got a question or a comment for Mr. Dave Hall?
I do. Thanks, Mr. Moore and Dave. Great hearing you speak tonight, as always. And thanks for documenting Mr. Mwanga's journey starting at that conference. That was powerful, and I think it was recorded, so I'm not sure what date that was, but I highly recommend people go back and watch that Monday Night Momentum that documented Mr. Mwanga's journey.
Well, that's the Reader's Digest version that they said you got a half hour to show exactly what happened. For those that don't know, the first night that Mr. Mwanga was literally committed to do the business, we were at a convention. He's like, dude, I'm going to do this. It was Saturday night, and I'm ready to go to the Amelia party and have some fun. And he's like, nope, I'm sending my prospect my legal shield. And, I mean, it's 11 o'clock at night, and he's texting people and calling people. I'm like, dude, you can't call people. It's 11 o'clock at night. He's like, it's only 11 o'clock at night here in Oklahoma. It's 10 o'clock back in Colorado, and it's like 6 o'clock in the evening in Hawaii. I'm calling people. So he knew people in Hawaii, and he just started prospecting. And he put in 25 people his first day in the business on Prospect My Legal Shield. And that's 25 people that said, yes, send me something. I will look at it. And so each day he would just max out Prospect My Legal Shield. And by the way, I videotaped him doing this activity. Then I would have him send me little video clips every night at 10 o'clock of what he did that day. And then I would take screenshots of his back office and of his app showing the activity growing, so that everyone could see that a brand new guy with literally no training could plug people into a system and go executive director in 2 weeks. That's what happened. It was on the Monday night call, but it was the half hour version. If you want the full version, it's almost like an hour and a half to see all the video clips.
That's awesome. It was really classic. And also I know you have quite the lifestyle, and you know, but you still work hard. You're still lead by example. You're in performance club every month. And so maybe you can just kind of touch on what the lifestyle has provided for you with Legal Shield, with working hard in the early years and building a solid foundation, and what that's provided for you.
Wonderful. Well, I will tell you, today the ratios are a whole lot better. It's a lot easier to attract success after you've had success because, you know, the company's not on trial anymore. And you're right, I do love playing. I took two different groups of people this last week out four-wheeling, you know, one down to southern Utah and one group of people up to northern Utah. And we like to, you know, rent cabins and just go down there, have some good food, have some good fun, drive, you know, hundreds of miles on the four-wheelers and shoot some guns and see some wildlife and stuff like that. And I'll tell you, the first 2 months I was in performance club, you know, I got my 180 points, but big chunk of August, I was in Peru working in an orphanage with my daughter, and then in July, I had two family reunions that were a week long, and so between that and some other things that I had going on, I mean, the summertime was just crazy for me, and all of a sudden, I wake up the beginning of September, I call corporate, and they say, well, you're 913 points away from going on that trip to Orlando, and I realized, holy cow, I got to get to work this month. And we did over 1,000 points in the month of September. So we could, you know, wrap up the trip to Orlando. And so when you have a lot in the pipeline, it's a lot easier to all of a sudden start to harvest those points. And so, I mean, some of the people, you know, had been in my Prospect by Legal Shield, I think, for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. But the nice thing is they were still watching the videos. I was still getting the emails. And so if I'd recruit one, I could then call up the next person and say, hey, listen, I know you've been thinking about this for 3 months, but if you can start today, I can put this guy in your team, $99, let's get going, boom, there's 120 points. Now I call up the next guy and say, hey, listen, I just recruited 2 people yesterday. I know you've been looking at this, but if you can pull the trigger today, I can put 2 other people on your team. There's another 120 points. The next thing you know, you can start building these chains, and it makes it the moment. Brian Crothers talked about this. He goes, you should never recruit one. You should always recruit in clusters, 3, 4, 5, 6, because once you get one, that's the hardest one. Now he's bait to get the other one. I mean, who wouldn't want to join? If they're seriously thinking about joining with no promise of anybody, why would they not join if you say, I got 3 people to put on your team today, but you got to do it right now? And so all of a sudden, you know, that last week, I'm like, hey, man, we gotta really crank. But, you know, over 1,000 points, literally in a little over a week, simply because, you know, we had a pipeline that was full, had a lot of prospects. We were talking, we had a sense of urgency and enthusiasm. We were really excited. And again, failure just wasn't an option.
I love it. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you being on tonight.
All right. Thank you very much, Dave. I believe that's about all the time we have for tonight, but I appreciate the job you're doing. I appreciate your leadership, and I just appreciate you and what your team's doing, helping us with the More Success team. Thanks for being our special guest speaker tonight.
You're very welcome.
All right. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
As usual, Randy, what an outstanding call. We've got outstanding people. We've got outstanding trainers. And let's do this, folks. Let's just keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and get out there and give it 110%. Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.